Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Proudly sponsored by Hum Finance. Why wait? Get it now. Split your payments with Hum. Visit shophum.com. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Go loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, we want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are Hum Finance. Now, with Hum, you can spread the cost of purchases up to €30,000 when buying online or in store from any of their retail partners. And to just see a list of the retail partners that they have, you go onto their website, shophum.com. But to name just a few, B&Q, DFS, DID Electrical, Harvey Norman, Easy Living Interiors, the list goes on and on and on. Anyway, the point being that they help you to spread the cost of buying a big ticket item. So a suite of furniture, for example, or you might need a new telly or whatever the case may be. With Hum Finance, they help you manage your finances and make larger purchases more affordable. And with Hum, it's so simple. You can get approval through their website at shophum.com or directly in store. Now, keep in mind that Hum is a form of credit, and it's important to consider your ability to repay the amount borrowed, but you can rest assured that Hum is regulated by the financial regulators, unlike some other companies that let you spread payments. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? I don't know if you have seen over the last while, the Dublin Fire Brigade Service has announced, and indeed they published, a photograph of a beautiful new fire engine. Well, a beautifully newly designed fire engine. And it has been designed, and it looks very nice, for Pride Month, which of course is this month. And they launched it last week with a photograph up on their X account, formerly known as Twitter. And here's what they said. "We are delighted to unveil this year's Pride Wrap on our Tara Street fire engine. Designed by NCAD student August Parrish, using Pride colours, DFB badges from previous years, and a montage of a firefighter. We look forward to participating in this year's Dublin Pride Parade." And that was posted on the Dublin Fire Brigade Twitter account a couple of days ago. And for some reason, some people, not all, some people are losing their shit over this. And I just don't get it.
We'll read out the comments in a couple of moments. I don't get it either, I have to say. And this is what troubles me and just confuses me about the whole thing is the difference between the left and the right. So right-wing conservatives, claim that lefties are snowflakes and that lefties... Now, I'm neither left nor right. I'm right down the middle. I'm what's called a centrist. I can always see both sides. My opinions are fairly much down the middle, probably leaning a bit more left and right, as you would be. But the left, or sorry, the far right, or even the middle right conservatives will always say, the lefties, they've ruined the world. PC Brigade, you can't do anything, you can't do anything. I actually think far-right conservatives are bigger snowflakes than lefties, aren't they? Imagine, because just put this down to brass tacks here, guys. Let's cut to the chase here. You have grown-ass men and women getting triggered and offended by a fire brigade that literally has pride colours on it. It's a wrap. And by the way, the cost of the wrap, because we looked this up, well, sorry, Amanda did. Thanks, Amanda. Amanda estimates that the cost of wrapping this fire engine was 40, and she contacted various people that wrap large vehicles like trucks and stuff like that, between 1,000 and 1,400 quid to put that wrap on the fire brigade. So it didn't cost €1 million. But people getting triggered over rainbow colours on a fire brigade. And if you are one of those people, I have to ask you a question, and I want the answer to it, okay? What is triggering about it? Why are you so triggered? I saw a father comment. By the way, we invited this man, vile man, onto the show and refused to come on. because he thinks we're pushing the gay agenda. By the way, there's no gay agenda. Gay exists. There's no agenda. Nobody's trying to turn people gay. You can't turn someone gay. There's no agenda. Gay people don't wake up in the morning and the first thing they think of, today I want to convert 10 people to homosexuality. That is my agenda. That just doesn't happen. But there was this father who had 5 kids in his profile picture, and he's like, that's a mortal sin. It's promoting, and he used the F word, faggots, he said. And this, to that father, you have 5 children in your profile picture on Facebook. By the laws of average, chances are one of your kids will either be bisexual or homosexual. And what are you going to... Just parents disowning their children over that.
And again, I would love to know what the issue is with Dublin Fire Brigade wrapping a fire brigade in... I think it looks nice. I think it's very well designed. And... just even on Dublin Fire Brigade's own Twitter, they were trolled within an inch of their lives.
By snowflakes from the right who say that the left are snowflakes. If you are triggered by a rainbow flag, you are the biggest spineless snowflake that ever existed. You're literally...
Let me just read a few of the comments. Okay. So Dublin Fire Brigade, like I said, they put up the post. We're delighted to unveil this year's Pride Wrap, and they go on to say that we look forward to participating in this year's Pride Parade. And on their own Twitter feed, they were literally trolled to within an inch of their lives. I'd rather let the house burn down than have that fire brigade outside my house.
Well, that's a fucking moron.
Yeah, absolute moron.
If your house was on fire, and you saw a fire brigade coming around the corner and it had pride flags, are you going to say to them, that's how idiotic you people are? Are you going to go, no, don't stop here?
Okay, another comment. Piss off. Fight fires instead of promoting degeneracy. Oh. Is nothing free from this crap? Another one saying, ha ha ha, the effing state of that. It just goes on and on and on. And the trolling is just horrendous for Dublin Fire Brigade for doing something that, like we said, how does it cause you offence? It didn't cost an awful lot of money, and it's just showing that. In fact, on the side of the fire brigade, let me read what it says. One of the things it says, fire does not discriminate, and neither do we.
That's all it says.
Yeah. And people are literally losing their shit over this. And we want to find out why. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this conversation, we'd love to hear from you. And let me kick off with Evan.
Hey folks, how's it going? Sorry I can't hop on today. I just want to say, look, there's precedent for public and emergency services to not engage in Pride events. We saw, I think it was last year or the year before, but the PSNI in the North of Ireland, the policing service, withdrew their involvement in Belfast Pride and other Pride events because the fact is the PSNI as the policing service are to maintain impartiality. The role of the PSNI in terms of Pride events is first and foremost to provide, to provide policing services in terms of public order, public safety and whatnot. And surely, well, that should be the case for an Garda Síochána down here and for emergency services overall. I don't believe public services should be putting as much focus and engagement into Pride celebrations as they are. If you've gone by Dublin City Council buildings on the quays, you'll see a massive Pride flag on the wall. It's a massive flag. You wouldn't see that with the tricolour now, which should be the most prominently displayed flag on any public building. But, I don't believe our public services should be engaging in what is a political movement, what is a political event. They ought to be impartial.
Nolene, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Nolene?
Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks, Nolene. What is the issue here? Why do you think people have an issue with Dublin Fire Brigade wrapping one of their fire engines in Pride colours, supporting Pride?
Well, I don't honestly believe that it should be pushed in every county and every corner you turn, there's pride flags everywhere. Like why can't they come up with a society and just stick to it that way? Like, why do they stand out more than, say, like a married couple do, like a opposite gender couple do? Like, why is this being pushed everywhere? Like, you can walk down the streets and bump into a husband and wife, and they're not going around with a flag around their neck saying they're a man and a woman and they're married. So why is it being so pushy on people? Like, I have no problem
with it. That's what I was about to ask. Like, why does it cause you any angst at all? It's the rainbow flags, yes, they are flying in.
Why does it need to be a thing? Like, in today's society, it's normal if there's the gay couples. It's normalised.
I agree with you. However, in fact, I was only talking to a guy yesterday, a member of the gay community, and he was saying this year is the 10th anniversary of the equality marriage referendum, and he was saying that discrimination against gay people, rather than being better 10 years later, is actually worse. The homophobia in Ireland is getting worse, not better. So therefore, and because I actually asked him this question, pride is important as a demonstration.
A lot of gay people don't actually want to be associated with this anymore.
No, I know that. I'm aware of that, and that's fine. That's each to their own. But I'm asking what the issue is if Dublin Fire Brigade decided to wrap one of their fire engines in pride colours and say that they proudly support pride. What is the problem?
Every department is short of funding. We had Letterkenny Fire Brigade out protesting a couple of months ago because there wasn't enough money for their wages. And you have Dublin Fire Brigade covering their fire engines with pride flags. In what world does that make sense?
Okay, so you don't see the need for any public bodies to be doing this. And obviously the Fire Brigade Service is a public body. You don't see the need for them to spend even one penny.
It's a waste of money when you have another fire service in a different county struggling. Like, if they have the money to do that to their fire engine, why can't that money be transferred to a fire station that needs money? That's where my problem lies.
Okay, do me a favour, Nolene. Stay on the line there for one second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Robbie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
How you doing, Liz?
No public body should be wasting any money decorating fire engines or buildings or anything in pride colours. What do you say to that?
Bollocks. You know, how is a flag going to hurt anybody? You know, if you don't like it, okay, yeah, fair enough, you don't like it. But, I mean, you know, an awful lot of these fire stations or a lot of these offices, even state ones, they will have trans people working in them. They will have gay people working in them.
Yeah, absolutely, I agree.
But nobody minds if there's gay people working in them. Nobody minds if gay people are actually in.
Some people do, like you. Some people do. Clearly they do if the flag bothers them.
But I don't push what I do on anybody else. Why should somebody else be pushed on me?
Okay, and when was the last time a gay person went up to you and said, why are you not gay?
Well, if you want to be gay, why would you even answering the question?
Has that ever happened to you?
But why would I be going around saying, no, I'm straight? Why do I need to go around and say I'm straight?
They're saying gay is a choice. They think gay or being trans, being gay is a choice. That's how stupid they are. Why would anybody willfully
opt to be also a choice?
It's not a fucking choice. You're born that way.
You don't need to push it down someone's throat.
No one's pushing it.
You don't need to have flags everywhere.
No one's pushing it.
Well, like if straight people would run with flags around their throats, every corner you went to and you seen a straight man's flag.
And if straight people were a minority or persecuted for decades or millennia, then yeah,
but if you feel the need that you need to push it around, why don't you set up a society or something or have a club?
You want to form a secret society. Wow.
But why
fantastic.
Do you want everybody else to keep? You know,
well, I genuinely want to say thank you to you, because your call has done one very important thing. I feel it's proved why we need Pride Month.
In what way? How has it proved that?
Because she clearly doesn't. She would want them all hidden away, out of sight, out of mind.
I have three children with three disabilities. I don't go around with flags for them. They're different. They didn't choose to have disabilities. They were born with them. I'm not going around waving a flag for a month because they have a disability.
What if they were excluded from everything just because of what they are?
They're excluded from everything. There's everything.
They're nowhere near to the same level as the LGBTQ.
Believe me, it's a battle for everything with disabilities. But we're not going around and throwing flags around the place. There's not flags in every corner. There's not flags on fire engines or ambulances or on library walls or anything like that. You know, like,
yeah, but that's, well, but these are like, because
be whatever you want if to be, be whatever you have to be, but you don't have to broadcast.
And what if it was a hidden disability?
The disabilities my children have are all hidden disabilities. They're ASD.
No.
Robbie, let me go back to the point that Nolene is making, and that was that she sees no need for a public body like the fire service to be spending any money, even if it's only €1,000 or €2,000 or whatever, wrapping a fire brigade for Pride when the fire service itself in places like Donegal is financially in trouble. In other words, they just shouldn't be wasting any money on wrapping fire brigades.
Oh, I don't see it as a big deal, personally. I genuinely don't.
I don't understand it. I don't understand if
I'm not surprised you don't understand it, to be honest.
Why wasn't that money transferred to another fire station that was in having trouble?
Well, I don't work on the finances, so I wouldn't know that.
And each fire brigade are out there to serve the public. Yes, Dublin Fire Brigade had.
And okay, so are they driving you up to straight houses and saying no?
Might and guess what they need on the time they need it when they ring 999 because.
Are they refusing to help straight people?
If they had the funds to put a flag on a fire engine, why didn't they transfer it to a different fire company?
I ask you, are you refusing to help straight people?
Is a pride flag going to save somebody's life?
No, of course it isn't. But the argument is that Dublin Fire Brigade, and this is exactly what they said in their post, we're delighted to unveil this year's Pride wrap on our Tara Street fire engine. We look forward to participating in this year's Dublin Pride parade. And I assume that particular fire engine will be in the actual parade itself. But again, I don't really know what the issue is.
There isn't an issue.
Why weren't the funds transferred to another fire station?
She wants the gays out of sight, out of mind.
I don't care if you're gay. If you want to be gay, be gay. I have gay friends. I know gay people. I'm such and such. I'm gay.
I don't mind the gays. I have gay friends. That sounds very similar to a line that another type of people have often used in the past.
Like, you should be whatever you want to be. If you want to be a cat, be a cat. I don't need to know what you want to be.
Well, you can't be a cat. We can't be cats. We're apes.
It really doesn't. You know what I'm saying? You live your life. I live mine. I don't. But what I'm saying is, if there was a thousand.
Okay, so what negative effect does this have in your life?
No, Lena, I want to read a message here that just came into us.
That thousand euro transferred.
Okay, let me read a message that just came into us from Vivian, and it says, "Of course, Nolene sees no reason why she can walk down the street holding her husband's hand and not have slurs and abuse shouted at her. She is free to show affection and not have to worry will her husband be beaten up." And that is the reality for an awful lot of gay people on the streets of Ireland.
But is flying a flag going to change that?
It's part of a protest to ensure the fair treatment of the gay community in this country, which, as I said to you a while ago, has actually gotten worse since our marriage referendum rather than better.
Well, then why are a lot of the gay people pulling back from it? Why do a lot of gay people not want to be associated with it?
Some don't, but not all, by any stretch of the imagination. Okay, so anyway, the bottom line is you see no reason to for public bodies to be spending any money whatsoever on.
No, I believe the money should have been transferred to a fire station that needed it before decorating a fire truck.
All right, stay there for a moment if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. That's 085-825-2626. Let me bring in this message from Trevor.
Who the fuck gives a shit if anything is wrapped with the LGBT flag? Like, all these homophobes are going to have in a show today going, oh, they're pushing the gay agenda, they're pushing the gay agenda. Let me guess. You know what, lads? Anybody who says they're pushing the gay agenda that believes that he could be turning gay by looking at the LGBT flag or anything wrapped, maybe they're closet cases and they don't want to come screaming out of the closet. They just want to be staying, what's the expression? Nestled away inside the closet. And I just want to say, lads, fuck it, who cares? Wrap any car, truck, bike, fucking van, fire brigade, cop car, ambulance. I don't care, lads. Wrap a fucking plane. Doesn't affect my life. And all these sad fuckers are going to ring in complaining to you. It's okay to come out. It's okay. Anyway, lads, can't wait to hear the topic.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Need something now but want to spread the cost? With Hum, you can shop at thousands of stores with easy, flexible payments. No hidden fees, no stress. Apply today at shophum.com. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
Well, good afternoon, Adrian, and good afternoon, Radioland.
How are you? John, what's your view on this? Dublin Fire Service, Fire Brigade Service, has wrapped one of their fire engines in pride colours. They've designed it quite nicely, I think. A lot of people are not happy with this. Don't believe any public money should be spent on wrapping a fire brigade for Pride Month. What's your view on this?
My view is that they are pushing the gay agenda on the Irish people again, and it shouldn't be allowed. And all these flags and all these fire services and the police and all that painting their cars pink and all the rest of it in favour of the gays. No, thank you. We, the Irish people, are sick of the gay community pushing their view on the Irish people, on the straight Irish people today.
What do you mean pushing their view? What offense does a rainbow coloured flag have?
I'm a straight person and so are you. Should we have our own heterosexual day? I can't say that word right, but you know what I mean. Should we have our own straight parade march? Should we be going down, man and woman holding hands, let me
answer that to you, John. This is Jeremy here. Okay, John, we've said anytime something comes up about gay pride or whatever, people will come on and go, gay agenda. First of all, we'll ask you what the gay agenda is in a moment, because I'm dying to find out what that agenda is. But secondly, you're a straight man, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
Straight as an arrow.
If
you want to walk down Grafton Street right now, you can arrange. We'll let our listeners know. You give us the time. Meet at the Molly Malone statue at 6 o'clock this evening. And you can march up and down Grafton Street telling people how proud you are that you're being straight. Nothing will stop you doing that. Nobody will arrest you. So why don't you do it?
No.
But why don't you do it?
I'm saying to you, Jeremy, and it's a long time since I'm talking to you. The fact of the matter is, should we have a straight parade? Should we do the same thing? Should we be going out marching up and down the street? I'm straight. No, because straight people don't need to do that shit. And that's the point I'm making. This gay agenda, and it's been pushed.
But
what is the agenda?
What's the agenda?
It's been pushed on Irish
people
today.
Yeah, what is the agenda, John?
What's the agenda?
Okay, the gay agenda is, it's been pushed in schools, you know, that everybody should accept a gay person. Everybody should accept a gay way of life and the whole lot. That's your agenda, isn't it?
My son is doing this at the moment in school. It's teaching tolerance, John. And I assume, I mean, you're
teaching tolerance. Yeah, you're full of shit.
No,
come on, man.
It is teaching. John, your boss. JC, yeah? The man that you look up
to. JC, the big man upstairs,
First of all, he hung around with 12 fellas, so he was probably gay.
Are you trying to say he was gay?
I'd say there's a fair chance that Jesus was gay. But secondly, did Jesus... Now, I'm not religious. Was probably gay, but did Jesus not preach about tolerance?
That's a slander there, my man. That's a slander.
Well, Jesus can sue me. He can sue me if he wants.
Well, Jesus can sue. I hope he strikes you down. Never mind, sue you.
No, but did Jesus not teach, your boss, the man you look up to, did he not teach and preach about loving one another and judge ye lest ye be judged and love thee like thy brother? The fact is, if Jesus was around, Jesus, by the way, and I've looked into this, John, Jesus was one of the most woke people. If Jesus was alive today, he would be woke. He would be as woke as shit, he would. So, but he would.
Do you know something? If JC was alive today, Jesus Christ was alive today, he would not be woke.
He
would turn around and say, we don't need this gay pride shit. We don't need all this gay agenda being pushed on people today.
but again, John, I want to know, I want you to explain to me like I'm a two-year-old, how does it offend you to see Dublin Fire Brigade decorating one of their fire engines in pride colours? How does that offend
because Adrian, the point about it here, guys, is, let's be straight on this, pardon the pun, the fact of the matter is, you have an emergency service that should not be engaging in any of this type of shit going on. Gay pride and all this stuff.
And what do you not even think that the fire engine should take part in the parade?
No, absolutely not. It's your emergency services, and it should not be involved in any of that gay pride stuff. No, neither should the police, or neither should anything else. No, should not be. In fact, those gay pride marches should not be even allowed.
Why?
That's how far I would. That's how strong I feel. How much I disagree about them.
Why? What today. Harm does the gay pride parade do
I
to you?
I don't want to see them.
Why?
I don't want to see any of that stuff in my streets. I don't want to see it. I just don't want to see any of that gay shit in my streets. I mean, I'll put it this way, Jim. You want to be gay, fine, but don't rub it in my face.
Two things I'll say. One is, you don't have to go to town when the gay pride parade is on. You can stay at home.
No, but you can see her everywhere else. I mean, you can watch your TV. It's on your TV. You can, you know, you can go to your local supermarket or wherever you live. You probably see a gay flag outside or inside or wherever the case. It's everywhere. It's everywhere today. And quite frankly, it's been pushed in Irish people's faces. And as Jeremy just said, even the young people in school are being taught this.
They're being taught tolerance.
Because somebody's gay to be tolerant. Get this, you get. Come on, lads. Enough. Enough is enough.
Surely it's a good thing that our kids are being taught tolerance, not to treat a gay person any differently than how you'll treat any other person.
No, it's not. At the end of the day, no, it's not. You know, when I went to school and you went to school, and Jesus, a long time, Jeremy went to school. We were taught to read, to write, and do our sums. That was it. We got on with the rest of her after that. Now when children are going to school, there's a gay agenda being pushed in their face, and tolerance of this and tolerance of that. No, I disagree with that, and I don't want to see any of it, period. And I certainly don't want to see the emergency services going around going, boo.
Okay, so even though.
Support the gays.
So even though Jesus preached about tolerance, you're saying.
Don't give out about Jesus.
No, I'm saying, John, you obviously have read a different Bible to the rest of the people. But Jesus, Jesus' teachings.
I made her up myself.
No, but Jesus' teachings were all about acceptance.
Love your neighbour and tolerance.
Yeah, but even Jesus today would have a lot to say about this. Even Jesus. Do you know what Jesus said? You don't push your opinion in somebody's face. That was his message.
Sorry, that's all he did. He made fucking Ten Commandments telling us how to live our life.
No. Jesus didn't make the commandments. Moses did.
That was in the Old Testament.
That was the Old Testament.
So yeah. Much you know.
No, I don't want
that
to.
That was Moses.
Okay, stay there.
Can I ask John a question?
Yeah, go on.
John, if your house went on fire tonight and it was burning down, you rang 999 and you saw the fire brigade coming around the corner towards your house and the fire engine had a pride flag flying out of it, would you tell them?
Turn it back and then get me a proper fire brigade, yeah.
But you'd let your house burn down?
Oh, listen, I wouldn't have any gay fire brigade at my house. Jesus. No, no thanks. No, thank you.
Okay,
I totally disagree with it.
Stay there for a second, John. Our number is 085-825-2626. Henry, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Henry?
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good, thank you, Henry. What's your view on Dublin Fire Brigade getting one of their fire engines wrapped for Pride and actually taking part in the Pride Parade?
No problem at all. I mean, like, you know, there are gay firemen, there are gay teachers, there are gay, like, police officers, whatever. I mean, last week, I know you had the Corpus Christi all over Ireland, right? You had nurses, you had Gardaí, you had various different professions marching that celebrated they were Catholic. And nobody bat an eye. And can I ask John there a question?
John,
whenever were you beaten up or abused or vilified for being straight here in Ireland?
I can't say I ever was.
Yeah, exactly. How many gay people were beaten up, murdered, vilified in Ireland for decades? Loads.
Well, if you're asking me how many, I don't know, and I frankly don't care.
Let me get this right. So a guy like Declan Flynn was murdered in 1982, got the shit beaten out of him. You couldn't care less that he fucking
couldn't care less. Not my concern.
Right. And you know something now, John, I hope you, if he was my brother and I met you, I'd fucking bet the shit out of you.
I'm sure you would, but I still couldn't care less.
Alright, so you know what, John, if you get John, if you're somebody beats the shit out of you, I'm gonna have no fucking sympathy for your house ass.
That's fine. If you don't have sympathy, you don't have sympathy. But don't be putting all that shit to me about gay people being better off. I couldn't care less.
That homophobia is so rife here in Ireland that still gay people are harassed, are assaulted, just for being gay, and you don't care. And you don't care that somebody like Declan Flynn, if you remember that murder back
I don't even know. I can't even go back that far.
Hang on, just listen for a second. This was a man murdered back in 1982 for being gay. It happened in Fairview Park in Dublin. And his murder, actually, is what led to the Pride movement being established here in Ireland and ultimately the Pride parades taking place to fight for the rights of gay people to be treated equally. And you don't want that.
No, I don't. And I don't care for the gay agenda. I never did and I never will, period. I just don't care for it.
Well, Henry, what do you make of that, that sort of attitude? And
I never changed my attitude. I never will.
Look, John's just a narcissistic sociopath, really. Like, that's all he is. One of these days now you'll end up in bloody hospital and a gay doctor, a gay nurse will be taking care of you.
Yeah, well, I will. I don't know about that one.
Well, John, there's loads from there. Oh, you don't know about that.
You can put all your analogies that you want. The fact of the matter is, I don't agree with the gay agenda and I never will. I don't give a shit whether people disagree with me or like me or hate me for the same.
I don't agree with an awful lot of religious agendas, but you know what? I don't fucking wish somebody gets the shit beat out of them because of this.
I just don't care. There's no point telling me about somebody in 1982 or whatever who got better. I couldn't get a murder or whatever. Jesus. I don't care. I don't have any time for the gay agenda. So don't quote me anything that goes on in it. I don't want to know. All I'm saying to you today is I'm saying that this gay agenda, I don't want to push to my face. And there's a lot of people in Ireland today don't want to push to their face. That's what people are saying.
Jesus Christ, John, there's an awful lot of agendas pushed in Ireland. No, not just gay,
Jesus Christ never pushed any agendas.
John never pushed any agendas in anybody's face. But
you brought the big man in, JC, you brought in, as Jeremy would say, Jesus Christ never pushed anything in anybody's face. Jesus Christ gave his message and let people make it what he wanted. He never said, let's have a big parade in Jerusalem and let's put the JC big signs out there and everybody, you know, walk out of me. He never did. He just put out his parables and you read them and you took out of them whatever you wanted to take out of them. He never forced anything on anybody.
Okay, I'm still curious to know what exactly is the gay agenda. What is this agenda that you're going on about?
The gay agenda, Adrian, as you well know, and don't play dumb because you know as much as I know, the fact of the matter, you have this gay ideology being pushed on Irish people today. In schools, in workplaces, on the television, in society itself. You know, respect the gay people, respect the minorities. This minority idea that the minority is going to tell the majority how to live and how to respect that.
Nobody is telling you how to live, John. Nobody is telling you how to live.
No, but you have a minority there.
All you are being asked is to respect the gay community. That's all. That's all you're being asked to do.
I don't have to respect them. I don't want to respect them. I don't have anything in common with them. So I don't want to know know anything about them.
But John, John, do you believe that teachers and that the education system is trying to, you say they keep pushing the gay agenda.
They are pushing the gay agenda on young kids, yes.
But I'll tell you this from someone who has two kids in
school. And you should know, you have a kid in school, don't you?
I have two kids in school, and I can tell you, teachers can't even influence the kids to do their bloody homework. And you think that a teacher is going to be able to influence a kid into becoming gay? No.
As I said earlier on, when I went to school, like you, Jeremy, when we went to school in our day,
we were taught how to read and
to do our sums. We didn't hear about anything else, and nothing else was ever pushed on you. But today's educational agenda, you have to respect the minorities. Oh, you have to respect this. What is wrong in that, John?
I don't understand.
John, you're a self...
Because I don't have any time for it and I don't believe in it.
But John, you're a self-confessed Christian, aren't you? I am indeed. You always call yourself the Christian, the angry Christian.
I am indeed, yes.
One of the things about Christianity and about being a Christian is that you have a Christian attitude, and there's been no Christian attitude coming out of you in the last half hour. There's nothing Christian.
I am a Christian. Of the old religion,
but is a Christian
not
by
this
Christian,
new, not this newfangled, woke Christian religion. I don't believe in any of that rubbish.
Jesus is woke. So there you go. You better change
Jesus
religion.
Jesus would never woke. The man just gave us parables and let people make what they wanted them. He never pushed any ideas on anybody. He never had gay parades. He never had straight parades. He never had anything. He just done his own little thing and let people make what he will of it. So stop bringing poor old JC into it because he didn't do anything. The fact of the matter is, guys, you just have to remember this, that society today does not want the gay agenda being pushed in the face. And that's just the bottom line here.
Okay, John, stay there for one second if you can, please. Let me bring in more of your opinions. This is Claire.
Can I just ask John a question? If he doesn't care about pride, he doesn't care about gays and all this, that he doesn't care that he's saying on repeat flat out, what the fuck's he doing on the podcast then? Why is he on it if he doesn't care?
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Big purchase on your mind? With Hum, you don't have to put it off, because you can spread the cost with easy, flexible payments at thousands of stores. No hidden fees and no stress. It's simple. Apply online today at shophum.com and start shopping smarter. Hum. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Sinead, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sinead?
I'm good, Adrian. Yourself?
Grand, thanks, Sinead. What did you want to say on this? What is your view on Dublin Fire Brigade launching a fire engine with pride colours, beautifully designed? In fact, the photograph of it is the thumbnail of our podcast today. What's your view on this?
It is beautifully designed, and I think it's a good thing. I mean, I think celebrating diversity and inclusion is a good thing. I also think the rise of this far right, these people that are homophobic, transphobic, racist, xenophobic, is beyond disturbing. And for some reason in the last year, they feel they can come out under their rocks and just say whatever they want for a community that doesn't really affect them.
And when you hear somebody like John saying things like, I don't want this agenda shoved down my throat, be gay all you want, but I don't want to see pride flags flying everywhere. I don't want fire engines designed in pride colours. I don't want any of that. I'm not interested. It's all been rammed down our throats.
I just don't know why John is so threatened by it. It's just... You know, I think Jeremy made a good point earlier about, like, you know, the snowflakes. People accuse the people on the left being snowflakes.
Okay,
they're equally the same on the other side.
John, why are you so threatened by this?
I'm not. As I said, and by the way, this far left and far right shit, you can drop that straight away. People are entitled to their opinions. Whether you on the left or the wokes agree with them or not, they're entitled to their opinions. The fact of the matter is, as I've already said, I don't want to see any gay pride. I don't want to see any fire engines painted pink or whatever to suit a gay agenda. The emergency services should not be engaging in that, full stop. And there is this gay march and this gay pride is flying in the face of people today, ordinary people today, who just don't want it. So whether you accept that fact or not, tough. I couldn't care less.
But John,
if you're
John,
offended.
John, you do not speak for all society. You might think you do, but
no.
You don't. And
well, you
I think it's hilarious what you're going on about the far right. Oh, sorry, I listen to you speak. Can you please listen to me speak? Okay.
No, I can't. You're talking shit, basically. That's why.
Oh, that's very respectful, John. I think
yeah,
that says
yeah,
a lot
yeah,
about you,
you
and your intelligence level. That you're actually incapable of actually having a civilised, intelligent debate.
Oh,
but you can't even.
What? You're going to tell me now that everybody has to be respectful.
I'm not
saying
you're entitled to your opinion, John. You're entitled to your opinion.
Tell me that. If you don't support the gays today and you don't support this, then you're in the far right and you're in this and you're in that. Grow up. Grow the fuck up, will you? Really grow up.
Can I speak
yourself.
Now, John?
Yeah, go on,
yeah,
Sinead,
can I speak,
go on.
Go on, speak then.
Sinead, let me ask you your reaction to the attitude from people like John. And by the way, if you read the Twitter feed, Dublin Fire Brigade's Twitter feed from when they put that photograph up the other day, John is not alone in his views. What is your opinion on people like John and that sort of attitude?
I just can't. It's just like these people just feel validated to spread their hate and ignorance towards everybody else. It just upsets me. Like, I live near Sagart, and there's obviously a lot of protests happening out around the IPAS Centre at the moment. The Pride flag was taken down after one of their protests. So it's hard to believe, and it's hard to accept that this much hate exists in our society. Like, I just don't know why. Like, John's entitled to his opinion as much as I'm entitled to disagree and have my own opinion. I also find it hilarious that he says, let's not talk about the left and the right, and then he talks about the left. So he's not making any sense either.
Okay.
And
but,
with regards to...
sorry, I was just going to cut across you there to say, do you agree with me that opinions from people like John, the way in which he speaks about the gay community, and the sort of comments that Dublin Fire Brigade attracted after posting the fire engine picture is why we still need Pride in 2025. Would you agree
100%,
with that?
And just to point out, just about celebrating the gay community, there's other letters within the LGBT community. It's celebrating gay people, trans people, queer people. You know, there's a whole spectrum of people that fall under the community. I think this is the reason Pride is still marked. And I mean, the rollback on LGBTQ rights in places like the UK and the US is disturbing, and I would hate to see the same happen in our country.
Stay there for a second, Sinead. I want to bring in Jessica. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Jessica.
How are you?
You're not in favour of the fire brigade being decorated in Pride colours. Why?
Because it's pandering. It's absolute pandering. Like, just because you slap a rainbow or something on a fire truck or a garlic car doesn't mean everything's A-OK.
Okay, but it does show that a service like the fire service fully supports Pride Month, fully supports inclusion, diversity.
They're an emergency service. They have one job, which is protect people and save people's lives. Not to be little virtue signalers.
Sinead, what would you say to that? The likes of this decorating the fire engine is just virtue signalling.
Visibility is massively important to the, you know, for Pride. It's part of Pride celebrations. It's all around visibility, education for the community. And it's exactly...
How do they need? It's a fucking rainbow. How much more visibility do you need? It's a
I don't think there's a need for the bad language in the debate if you're having an intelligent debate. I don't think you need to swear at me.
Every June, it's the same thing. It's just a tangency and pandering bullshit.
And by the way, Jessica, I'm sure you won't mind me saying you are a member of the gay community.
I am, yeah.
And Pride doesn't represent you at all, does it not?
No, if you asked when I was younger, I would have agreed with it, but now I just see it as nothing more than a fucking circus.
You don't speak for the whole LGBT community, Jessica.
I'm not speaking for the whole community, but there is a growing amount of us who don't want to be associated.
You might think it's bullshit, and you're entitled to that opinion. It doesn't mean other people don't think it's bullshit. That's your opinion. That's your opinion. It's not an opinion of an entire people.
Yeah, and your opinion isn't for everyone either, so...
I didn't say that. I'm entitled to my opinion, but you don't speak for everybody.
At what point did I say I was talking for everyone? Open your ears.
Well, you're swearing at me and you're calling bullshit, and I'm just saying I didn't call your opinion bullshit. You're entitled to.
I think the fact that we're painting rainbows everywhere is bullshit because it's nothing but pandering. If you can't see that, that's your problem.
But you're giving your opinion. You're not speaking for everybody in the nation.
The bottom line, Jessica, is one of the reasons that Pride is still required in 2025 is the discrimination against the gay community is still rampant in this country, even though
it's never going to change.
But it should change. It should change.
Good, but it won't.
But this is why Pride's important, so it does change.
We don't live in a utopia where, unfortunately, there's no homophobia. We don't live in a utopia where there's no racism. We will never have that. Some people will always be homophobic. That's just life. You just have to get on with it. Just because you slap some rainbows doesn't mean, oh, I shouldn't be homophobic anymore. If anything, it makes it worse. So, like I said, it's pandering, it's virtue signaling, and it's like they're trying to put themselves higher above everyone because we have a month, we have a parade, we have this, we have that.
What do you say to all of that, Sinead? There is no need for pride. We will always have bigotry in our society, and we just have to accept that.
Well, I think like Noel and John have perfectly displayed why there's still a need for pride. I mean, Jessica obviously doesn't see the value in it, but there's plenty of other people that do. My son is a similar age to Jeremy's children. And like Jeremy said, they're taught inclusion in school. And that's a good thing because you're teaching children at a young age acceptance of other people in our society, not just the LGBT community, but also people with disabilities and various people that exist in our community.
Sinead, why do we need to just accept everything, though?
I'm sorry, can I just say as well to both of you?
You can have your opinion, Jessica, but people should be respectful of each other.
I don't respect the non-binaries, and so Jess, why do I have to accept them?
Jess, were you ever bullied because you're gay? Were you ever bullied? Did you have comments?
Jeremy, I was bullied for having glasses, for sex. Of course I was bullied for being gay.
No, but
I don't give a shit.
I know, but you also said before in a previous podcast that it did get you down at a time. Now, Sinead there was talking about...
Yeah, what did I do? I rose above it because I don't give a crap anymore.
No,
called me a faggot, I'm like, yeah. But
you're extremely angry. I mean, it obviously has affected you because you seem like an extremely angry individual.
Because I just think it's a load of BS.
But the point is...
No, there's other anger behind that. I'm sorry.
Why do we...
You can't possibly get that angry about a flag and about a celebration.
But Jess, Sinead was saying...
It's not a celebration, it's a farce. And if you can't see that, you're fucking blind.
Jess, but maybe...
That's your opinion.
Jess, maybe when you...
Your opinion. What, Jeremy?
Maybe when you were younger, Jess, had schools been teaching tolerance, then you wouldn't have got bullied the way you are. And Sinead is right. Our kids are probably the same age.
We did be tolerant, but I still didn't agree.
But my young fella and my daughter go to a Catholic school. Yeah. And it is if I told you the name, it you'd say you don't get much more Catholic than that. Do you, Adrian?
No.
And even though... And this goes.
Yeah, went to Catholic schools as well.
And this goes. This message goes out to the angry Christian John there. Even though my kids go to a Catholic school, they still teach tolerance of the LGBTQ community. If they can do it, everybody else can do it. But
we don't need to accept everything. We don't need to accept the fact that men can be women and vice versa. We don't need to accept the fact that there's people out there who don't identify as any.
But the reason your life was made,
that a newsreader got in trouble for saying women.
Okay, that, yes.
Did you not see that?
Yes.
A newsreader got in trouble for saying a biological fact.
But yes, the reason
that's where we're going,
the
tolerance,
the reason you had so much misery in your life earlier on was because of bigots and homophobes. And yet, you're turning your back on the LGBT community saying, just get over it and deal with it.
Yes, because a lot of us are seeing it for what it is, a circus of absolute freaks who just want everything and anything to be accepted, which is wrong.
All right, Jess, thanks very much indeed for your call.
And Sinead,
thanks very much indeed as well. Let me bring in a few more opinions before we wrap this up. And I have to say, the opinions have been flying in. This is Katie.
Just to answer John about getting things rammed down your throat, and maybe Jesus Christ didn't do it, but the Catholic religion in Ireland definitely put their opinion and their way of life and what they thought was a morally right way to live. They forced that down everyone's throat in this country for generations. So why he keeps bringing up the JC and the Catholic religion, and he's an old Catholic and all this, but they forced us to live the way they thought everyone should live, and if you didn't live that way, you were shipped off, or you were hid, or you were put into prison, or you were put in a mother and baby's home, and everyone had to live the same black and white way. Now, all of a sudden, Ireland's got a bit of colour in it, and a bit of difference, and a bit of happiness, and a bit of fun, and the likes of John doesn't like it. Go back into your cave, John.
All right, thank you very much indeed, Katie. And finally, Angela.
Hi, guys. Angela here. Listen, aside from John, I think looking down through that Twitter feed and the Facebook page, what people were actually giving out about was the cost of it. And the fire stations in this country are actually struggling for staff due to wages. And they're always trying to fundraise for equipment for their stations. So I think that's what a lot of people's problems are. That's certainly my point was that... who's paid for this? Because I can guarantee you the firemen didn't. So it's coming out of local council, local authority, the government. That's who's paying for it. And what's the point? What is the big point in paying thousands to get this fire engine wrapped? And that's how much it is. It's not just a couple of hundred. You'd be looking at up to $5,000 to get that done. So, yeah, I'm not homophobic. I just think the money could be put to better use.
All right, Angela, thank you very much indeed for your message, and thank you all of you for your messages.
In fairness, Angela, you can make that argument about the fire brigade being called out to take a cat down out of a tree. Is that money well spent? You know?
It is for the cat.
What does he do? Does he just stay up there, does he?
I don't know. Anyway, thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. Before we go, have you joined us on our WhatsApp channel yet? Well, if you haven't, why not? We send on the WhatsApp channel daily notifications when episodes drop on Spotify, when the show is live and so on. So if you'd like to be included in the WhatsApp channel, send us a WhatsApp to 085-825-2626 with the words add me, and we'll send you a reply with the link to our WhatsApp channel. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.